Okay.
Shall we call this meeting to order? It's June 11th, 2019. This is the Bay Village Architectural Commission. Commissioners present are McDermott, Knopf, Kilgus, and Dunwell, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So the first order of business is to approve the minutes of the previous hearing from last month. Have people had a chance to review that, sent out by email?
Yes.
Does anybody have any changes?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes of May 14th.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous, Joe. Okay. And so now I think we will take a pause, correct?
Okay.
Or is there other business?
I can give my staff update, which is...
Terrific.
Is to thank you, because you have reached out to the Neighborhood Association and scheduled a meeting for you and I and Bethany to take place on June 25th.
To start the process.
At 4 p.m. to talk about the process moving forward with the Neighborhood Association on the guidelines.
The famous guidelines.
The famous guidelines.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to report back in July.
We will report back. Is there any other...
Do you have any sense of what the neighborhood wants to say, if anything, that they haven't already said, which is pretty much nothing? Okay.
I haven't heard anything.
So it's really more like we should do this, because it's an important checkpoint.
We're ready to move ahead, and if you want to give us any comments...
This is your chance.
Last, because I recall that Bethany wanted to have a lot of climate change resiliency, you know, interleaved with it, and which we all agreed was probably a good thing.
And we did that.
And we did it, yeah.
That was months ago. Yeah.
I can barely remember.
Yeah. Look, read your minutes.
All right. Is our applicant for Marginal Road present?
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so I'm now going to call the third order of business, which is our design review hearing, 19.1255 BV of Marginal Road. Applicant, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Tell us your name.
Yeah, Michael Jamo with the law firm Robinson & Cole, and representing Selco Partnership, which does businesses Verizon Wireless. And so this application is part of a program Verizon has in the city where they're replacing certain light poles with replica light poles that have their antennas installed on the pole with the wiring included inside the pole. Those will be city-owned poles, but based on a contract we have with the city, we provide a communication service off of those poles, and they're located around the city, and we try to avoid historic districts, but Joe's seen me before, so it's not always possible to avoid the historic districts. This one on Marginal Road, I guess, is kind of at the edge of your district. Joe asked me about whether it was possible to move it out of the district, and I checked with my client, and there's a pole on the corner, but it belongs to another wireless company that's claimed it. So there's really not another place to put that.
But since you brought that up, you know, I have a Google Street View here. We could take a look. So which one are you? Because there are two on these overpasses.
Yes.
Let's see. We have one over here.
I see.
That would be a turnpike-owned pole, right? That's within the turnpike right-of-way, even if it's a city pole.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means we would be in the turnpike right-of-way. I don't even know if they have a deal with the turnpike to go within the right-of-way. The pole I thought you were asking about was the one, if you turn clockwise, I guess.
It's further down.
There's one.
It's down this way.
Well, that's the one we were looking at.
Yep, there's one down...
I think they look the other direction. These have to be within a 100 or so feet of where they've proposed. Now, what is that? I can't see. That's a wood pole, or is that
no? I think
concrete.
It's the same
concrete.
Thing. Yes.
This one here.
And that's all. That's in the district too.
Yeah.
Is that the one that's?
No, there was one on the corner the other way.
On Cortez.
It was in a a traffic island just off of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe you're seeing that funny little, the funny island there.
Right here.
Yeah, and so there's a carrier that already has kind of claimed that traffic island for their pole. And so that was, that was my first question. You don't put two on one pole here, and there's another pole there, but it doesn't look down the road. If they're locating here, they're really trying to pick up marginal street, looking both directions down the road, so they wouldn't be set back. And so, you know, given this location in front of the parking lot on an existing pole, it's going to be 9 feet away from the
footprint. That one on the left there?
So this is
that's the one.
Is this the one we're talking about today?
Yes, it is, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So from the standpoint in term, I know it's in your district, but it is in front of a parking lot. From
that
standpoint.
Yes. The street after is Fayette. Bay Street is the building.
Oh, I see. Fayette is there. Right. So,
and with the school.
Bay Street is a little.
And on one of these slides, you can see it's really a replica of what is out there with an extension to the top that has the antennas on it.
So that's what it's going to look like.
So that's the current form.
And that's what they.
Is it the corner of Fayette and.
It's not a corner.
If Fayette doesn't come all the way out.
Turn around the end of Fayette.
It's partly along the block.
Can I ask a question, a basic question? I'm sorry if I don't know the answer to this. So this is not for lighting, it's for.
Well, it will have
cell phone.
City lighting. This is for cell. Right, the antennas are Verizon Wireless cell service. The lights will be replaced, and they'll still operate as lights, and the city had to approve this location. So from the lighting department standpoint, they've approved these.
So now I have a question for you. See, now you're my sacrificial lamb here. So when are we going to get files?
Well, it's a
Verizon
good question, but I don't know what neighborhood you're in or what.
Bay Village.
In Bay Village, of course. I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of a different department of the company. This is the wireless.
Yeah. They're not even in the still.
Yeah.
You know what? But I will bring that back to the to the public relations people who work on that and just let them know you asked.
So I do ask whoever I see in a Verizon truck.
Yeah.
And the answers range from in a couple of months to we don't know to, or as you say, different department. I have seen signs that are saying that they're coming in like on bus shelters, saying Fios Boston.
Well, they've certainly done build out in some areas, but I don't know that they've,
so you don't know.
Far.
All right, I'm off the track and I apologize, but I wanted to just understand what we're looking at.
So if the city allows you to use the pole, does the city get paid?
The city gets paid, right? We have a contract with the city.
So the city gets paid.
Yeah, yeah. And they also get a new light pole, although some of them are in better shape than others. This one looks like it may be okay. But, this goes through the lighting department, so they've seen these designs and they've seen the light.
And the policy is it has to be changed with the same style of light that's here, so we couldn't ask for a acorn light or something else.
Okay.
No,
right, and the pole, what's the pole made of? The main shaft.
I think the pole is a metal type pole, but it would be finished to look just like what's there.
Yeah, they paint it. They have a paint surface that they use to replicate the cement texture.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at that one because like the other ones, those older ones that have the kind of archy light, those are old cement, and they're they're cement, but they're old.
Right.
And they're kind of crummy looking.
The city wants to get rid of those, so if we have one of those, we replace it with something like this. Asked us, those gooseneck ones or whatever they call them, they asked us to, they're not going to replace those, the city isn't, and they asked us to replace them with this design.
And furthermore, the type of lamp itself is, if you're switching to LED, the old ones were mercury or something like that, so it's part of the whole relamping.
I think those are ones the city bought from the electric company or somebody. They're a different design.
Right. And your wiring somehow feeds in from the bottom using, there's a little access box and your wires are somewhere up below.
Right. Well, this one, there'll be a fiber and power going down the street, and then they'll run a lateral under the street into the base of the pole. It'll come up through the pole, There's an equipment box on the side here.
Yeah.
Some of the districts have wanted us to do it in the base, some of them have wanted us to do it on the side. I think the side seems to be winning at this point, isn't it, Joe, for most of the places?
Yeah, I think because it gives more space for the sidewalk.
Right. And there's some scale issues too, but having that box on the pole, the wire will be on the inside and it'll run to that box and then they'll run up the inside to the antennas and there'll be a separate conduit that runs up the inside to the light.
And how many antennas? This seems to show a cluster of...
This will have a spike, a extension on the top with an antenna. Maybe if you put it on the photo, it's in one.
Yeah.
So the extension on the top, or maybe that is harder to see. And then three smaller ones just above the light.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of disappearing there. Yeah, right.
Those are small. The one on the top is inside of a... like a collar that smooths it out, so it looks just like that.
So it seems like we've explored the other locations and they're not applicable to you, right? Are there any other issues that you've identified that would make this something we would object to?
No, yeah, it'll get more tricky if we start seeing these further into the district and exactly. The gas lamps and how that would be addressed, but that's another...
Yeah, I think up there it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a school room.
Yes.
Not a public
and it's
hallway.
It's on the outskirts of the district.
Yeah.
Well, we've all seen lots of these antennas strapped onto historic structures, sometimes painted brown to match the brick or something like that, but and smokestacks have them, you know, most smokestacks now have like 25 of these, like all the way up and down. Mm. And I believe that the school currently has none. Am I right about that?
I don't know because there's several companies, so I don't know who's on.
Right, but this functions differently than that type of antenna because this is specifically to boost cell phone coverages and the ones that are on the roofs are something different. So that's why these are lower.
Yeah.
This is, it's just a very well-used service now, right? So they need more capacity to serve people so they can get a signal. The ones that were on the rooftops and even in the early days on the big towers, those are intended to propagate out over a big area and provide service, but it'll serve a certain number of people, and then the next person who tries to get on, they'll drop the call. This way they fill in, and they're providing different spectrum and a lot of data service here, that comes out through these small cells. And so they're in other neighborhoods of the city, too.
Okay.
Yep.
Commissioners, do you have any further questions or comments?
No.
How about our member of the public in the back there? Any questions or comments?
I'm all set.
You're all good. Okay.
Well, I have one little comment, which is that it would be, this is a growth area, wireless data, huge growth, and it would be a shame if we saw this as the beginning of a great spreading of poles and towers in our historic district. You know, because it's just on the edge, okay, that's fine, it's kind of a commercial district, transportation zone and all that, but it wouldn't surprise me if someone else from another similar company came,
yeah, and they
you
will.
Know, another they year will. Or two yeah. and wanted that.
But
and
so,
then
first,
yeah.
So that's why I thought that Verizon had a contract to install Fios.
It's
which would
the
kind
Fios
of,
is different, completely different.
I know,
yeah, but you know
wouldn't
what?
It obviate?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, recently I had a thing with Comcast because they wanted to attach things to my house for a variety of reasons. My answer was no. They said, well, then your neighbors can't get it. I said, don't you dare pit neighbor against neighbor. I said, you have enough money to buy NBC. You can get it out of the way. All right? And you know what? That's what they did this week on our street. They attached houses
that
individually. That's what it was. And after I said that, there was no more discussion. But, so, you can tell the boys, should they come back in the future, we will say.
Well, Fios is going to bend the ground.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. These companies have so much money, they do not have to come into the districts unless we wish it. All right?
Okay.
Well, we are trying to avoid all the historic districts, but as Joe knows, sometimes there's places that we can't avoid.
And we'll be looking at within the other districts to make sure, you know, can it be placed at a large intersection or somewhere where there's traffic turn signals? So it's gonna, there's something already, right?
And do you have to send out proposed guidelines?
No, but we did, about 3 years ago, we met with a few companies, members of different commissions, and we walked through this, and that was what we kind of came up with.
Okay, all right, so let's make a motion, okay? I propose the commission approves this application because of the current location is on the edge of the district and will not adversely visually alter the historic setting of the district. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous. Okay, third order of business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Great.
All in favor?
Great.
Okay.
15 minutes, good job.
I know.